Yesterday was Jose's birthday.
Okay.
And we've been holding back, but it's finally time to give you your gift, Jose.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Why did I think you were going to say spankings?
You guys got me a gift.
I thought it was going to be birthday spankings.
We got you a big ladle of sugar-free.
Woo! TikTok click shot.
Open wide.
Guys, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Oh, no, wait. It's 4 times the amount of sugar.
Oh, God. My doctor, no.
Let's get to your first TikTok click shock, which is from a mom in California named Emily King. Mm. Her video got 14.5 million views with over 24,000 comments.
Dang.
Because she's a newer mom, and her kid's first birthday was coming up.
Aww.
So she wanted to send out an e-vite to a few friends and family members to attend. But something got messed up, and I'll have Emily tell you what happened herself.
Oh, no. I just made an e-vite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on e-vite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get a new identity.
So if you missed that, the e-vite used the contact names that were in her phone, including Derek Irol, and Jess hit her car in the parking lot.
Well, I am cringing.
I mean, the good news is she did need some RSVP no's when you invite that many people.
Yeah.
So I think Derek Irol is probably out.
I actually went and looked at my phone after I saw this, and I have Tiara Chicken Enthusiast as one of my contacts and Jasper Uber Douche.
Did you share a ride with him, or was he a driver?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
This from a long time ago.
Can we text Jasper? I want to see who he is.
Yeah. But like I said, got tens of thousands of comments on that video. The number one comment that got 259,000 likes was a woman who said, "This should qualify you for the witness protection program." It totally should.
Her life has changed.
That's a TikTok click shock. Let's go to your next.
Woo!
Which is from a woman who started a trend on social media. Mm. And maybe some of you guys have seen this one.
What is it?
It's of people washing a certain food item that I've never thought of washing before.
I saw this. And after they explained it, I was like, well, I guess I could kind of see why.
If you don't know what it is, here we go.
We're going to wash the shredded cheese. It's supposed to make it taste better. Washing something off of there.
It is cloudy coming off of there.
Yeah.
Look. At the difference.
You can see the difference. Look at that. Now you can actually feel all that stuff on this cheese.
Now you're thinking about it, you feel it.
It feels, it's more smoother than this cheese right here.
You know,
so it's washing your shredded cheese.
Yeah, like the pre-shredded cheese.
And I'm showing a picture of it to my co-host right now because they wash theirs in a colander so you could see all the cloudy water that comes out after they wash it.
Yeah. Well, it is dusty. Like, shredded cheese is always dusty, right?
Yeah.
They like.
And apparently there's some anti-caking agents that they put on it.
Okay.
So it washes it off. You don't have to wash it, but all the people trying it on TikTok say it definitely tastes better after you run it underwater.
Really? I wonder if it melts easier,
I don't know. If you're going to go through all that, I have an idea. Why don't you just shred your own?
Yeah. Buy the block.
Just
the cheese.
That's what we do.
Then you have to buy a grater. It's a lot of work.
You don't own the cheese grater?
No.
What?
Just hire someone to shred it for you,
they're
Alexis.
They're so hard to clean. Why would I buy one of those?
A lot of people are doing taste tests of washed versus unwashed shredded cheese, and it's becoming a big thing online.
Okay.
So definitely try it today. That's a TikTok click shock. You're next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Is another health trend. Because remember the British dentist we had the other week who told us all the times you should never brush your teeth?
And we wondered if we should listen to him.
Well,
we didn't listen.
We found a non-British dentist.
Okay.
So, Brooke, hopefully you can trust this one.
All right, let's see.
His name is Dr. Joe. He's got over 2 million followers.
Mm.
So, that's... what do you mean,
He goes by his first name, like Dr. First Name. Already, I'm putting a red flag up.
I'm Dr. Kyle.
Yeah, I'm guaranteeing that he touches your arm too long when you're in the dentist chair.
He has a pro tip for something I strongly doubt anybody in this room does.
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing the bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash.
Brooke, your husband has heart problems.
Yeah.
Is he not washing his toothbrush?
No. He has a problem with his valve. It has nothing. It was born that way.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with
it. Are you sure?
Is he brushing the valve?
I'll check in with him.
Maybe have him chug some palm olive oil.
You know what? I'll have him listen to a doctor who sounds like he's in a cave and goes by Dr. Joe. I think that sounds legit.
Yeah. He has a new client now. That's a TikTok click shock. And your final... is from a very cute little girl who definitely knows how to appreciate the little things in life. I wasn't talking about you, Alexis.
Take it back. Take back the
She said, you're welcome.
She's like, aw, guys.
This little girl, her name is Chrissé, and her video got over 3 million views because she's walking down the sidewalk holding a bag of Ruffles potato chips.
Still sure this isn't me?
It was not you. Okay. One of her parents was filming her, and this is what she says.
Guess what? I just found... well, biggest chip? I've never seen a chip this big in my life. Count down with me. 3, 2, 1. Isn't it so big, y'all? It's bigger than my head. Y'all, get these chips to see if you can find the real biggest chip.
Oh my God!
She needs to meet the corn kid from a few years ago.
Some say Ruffles set this whole thing up to promote their Ruffles queso, and it's all a stunt.
The end of it did sound a little like she was reading off a cue card, but it's good stunt. I'll take it still.
A lot of people are saying, no, it's just a naturally cute, funny little girl.
Okay. Yeah. That knows how to sell.
Those are your...
Woo! TikTok!
Stories for the day. Remember, you can always check out our TikTok page at Brooke and Jeffrey. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.